escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, you're listening to Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And if you wonder what we talk about during the breaks, Tony and I were talking about brakes, Brembos, Brembo brakes. And
the big ones.
That's what we do. See, we don't talk about how we're going to spend our enormous amount of money that people think we make. We don't talk racist statements. We talk about how are the brakes on a 57 Chevy.
Lots of car talk.
Lots of car talk all the time. If it's not car, it's food. It's one of the two. Let's go to line three, my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
Doing okay, Don. What do you got for us today? If you were interested in taking care of the problem they have in Seattle, what would you do?
First of all, who would elect a governor like they have or a mayor of that city of Seattle is beyond me. They refer to what's going on there as a block party. Well, I don't know about you or anyone else, but the block parties that I've attended did not include shooting people to death. I mean, that wasn't part of the block parties that I would attend.
And another thing they said, too, the mayor said it was going to be the Summer of Love. Yeah, Summer of Love with somebody, popping a cap in you.
Yeah, really. It's just so ridiculous. I just listened to a guy that lives in that area. He's one of the inhabitants of that particular blocks, and he said they've broken into my house three times. They're doing all kinds of atrocities. Well, and again, the mayor and the governor just stand idly by. I mean, these people got to be dealt with, because if they're not, they're going to have clones of them come along, and they're going to terrorize other areas of this country.
And there's a good chance it's not going to end well for them. There's no way they're going to live happily ever after. You've got to deal with the guns first, and then make sure that the people who are there, like the ones you were talking to, who are there innocently and can't get out, you got to take care of them, and then put everybody else in handcuffs.
Absolutely. In fact, somebody has got to take over and get rid of these people and enforce this social distancing rule. The only difference being the 6 feet is going to be downward, not any other direction.
Well, you know who we should invite to come over and stay for the weekend? How about Hell's Angels?
Yeah, something like that. These people, they got nothing. There's no way they should be living. These people belong 6 feet under.
Well, first of all, they've somebody in there has taken a life. Somebody in there is a murderer. And you cannot aid and abet a murderer and expect to get away with it. So let's not pretend it's some great gracious claw reaching out into the clouds. They're what they are. They're anarchists.
That's exactly what they are. And believe me, how would anybody that's listening right now, how would you feel if this scum, and I call them scum for no other reason other than that's what they are, invade your neighborhood and take over? How would you feel about it? I know it wouldn't go over well with me.
Yeah, I assume I would feel the exact same way. It's the kind of thing that you just, the president, the ex-president Barack Obama says that we tend to hug our guns and Bibles, right? Well, yeah, I think at least the guns during something like this. Now, what about Brett Favre saying that Kaepernick and Pat Tilly are on the same plane? I don't think so at all.
Well, I certainly agree with you.
Pat Tillman, not Pat Tilly, but go ahead, yeah.
I agree with your reasoning. I'm not going to agree with Brett Favre's opinion. No, I'm definitely with you. I mean, Pat Tillman was an exception. I mean, he gave up a career where he could make a lot of money and go fight for this country. Not many people would have done that.
No, now, and he did that in the prime of his life. Kaepernick was a bench warmer at the time, and even though he was going to be disruptive, unlike Tillman, he knew that nobody was going to be shooting at him. That's a big difference. It's one thing to stand up in front of a camera or a microphone and decry something. You might get people that yell at you, and that's it. But with Tillman, you might get people shooting at you. And tragically, he died because of friendly fire. But he put himself on the line for his country, which I can't think of anything a better way to go, a more noble way to go than that.
Absolutely. And Tony can back me up on this, but as far as Kaepernick is concerned, if I'm not mistaken, somebody offered him a job in a not-too-distant past, you know, to be the quarterback.
And, he was offered a job, yeah.
But Kaepernick didn't like the amount of money. He wanted more than what he was offered, so I think he turned it down.
Well, he played near the end of his career. He played here in Buffalo. And as I recall, he wasn't very exciting. Tony, what other team offered him some money? He was offered a contract. I know he was.
The Baltimore Ravens were set to sign him, but then Kaepernick's girlfriend tweeted out that the owner of the Ravens, something by being a plantation owner whatever, and they pulled that offer from him. He was offered in the two startup leagues that opened, but he said neither one of them offered enough money. He was given a tryout by the NFL. Several NFL teams, scouts and coaches were going to be there. He didn't like the setup of that, so he canceled it and held his own. And Stephen A. Smith, anybody who watches ESPN knows he's a big front runner out there for equal rights and things like that. Great guy. He blasted Kaepernick and said, Kaepernick doesn't want to play football. He's all about being an activist.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Don, thanks thanks for calling. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
As usual, thanks for taking my call, and have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back after this. Okay, let's see. What do we have here? We have the weather forecast, but there it is. I just found it. The WBS7 First Alert forecast. Today, 83 and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 82 with some thunderstorms, 100%. Chance of rain tomorrow night. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy and 71. You know, I don't know if this is possible. I don't know what the law is regarding this. But if they could possibly bring the ringleaders to trial, okay, the ones who took it over, the ones who kept the others captive when they didn't want to be, that's kidnapping, you know. It's anytime you hold somebody without their without their okay, that's kidnapping and murder. Somebody shot that kid, and so you got kidnapping and murder. I think if they're found guilty of that, they should be deported. If you can, if it's legal, they should be deported to any nation that'll take them. And I think you'd find that give a nation a little bit of money, give them a backhoe full of money, and they'll take them. The hell with it. You don't want the U.S. You don't like the U.S. what it is. You don't know your history at all. They were threatening to topple a statue of U.S. Grant. I just watched a 6-hour mini series. Do they know who U.S. Grant is? Huh? He didn't start Woolworths. No. He was a general. He was fighting on the Union side. He was helping to relieve the slaves of their duty. He was a good guy, and they're trying to get rid of his statue. Now, these people are insane, and they're ignorant. They don't even know what side they're pulling down, what general they're demagoguing. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let's go to line one. That would be Gene in Buffalo. Gene, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing, Sandy?
I'm fine, Gene. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a real simple way to deal with that whole thing in Seattle. Okay? Here we go. Send in about 4 or 5 special ops teams from all directions, from the ground and air. It would last 20 minutes, and it'll be over.
Absolutely right. But one of the earlier callers got it right, too. They're looking for a picture. And the picture of, say, the special ops all coming in at once, the picture would be on the front page of every paper saying, how can we turn the military on our own civilians? We know it's wrong. It is wrong, but that's how it would be presented.
And you know what? Who cares? Because the bottom line is this. They denounced their own country when they decided that they want to be an autonomous zone. So as far as I'm concerned, they're no longer U.S. citizens.
I agree. If you're giving up your citizenship if you denounce us. And plus, they're harboring a murderer, and they are kidnappers. I mean, those are all serious charges. I'm with you, pal. I am with you because you're absolutely right. Thank you, Gene. All right, let's see. How about a couple of Facebooks, Tony? I don't have time for another call right now.
If you insist, Sandy. Doug says, shooting wasn't in Seattle. You don't respond. They wanted to run their own country. They deal with the problems. Once they kill each other, Seattle can get its streets back.
Well, the only problem is there are innocent people in that block, or three blocks. There are innocent people who live there, didn't want this, and can't get out. There are people who have businesses there, didn't want this, can't get out. So they're not all in agreement by any manner of means. Somebody got a message out that their house has been vandalized and broken into 3 times, and they're scared to death.
You know, there's rapes going on, assaults, things like that.
This is where those of you who think that you have a case against the Second Amendment, are you kidding me? This is it. Yeah, I bet you never thought there would be a day when bad guys would invade your neighborhood, and then you never, ever thought there would be a day where the police would not be allowed to go in and help you. By the mayor and the governor. Bet you never thought that would happen. Well, it has happened, my friend. And what do you think is left? You are left. You are left to protect your babies, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend. You have to do it, because if you don't do it, nobody else is going to. I'll tell you one thing. If that were my house and I was sitting in there, I would sit facing the door with my back to something that they couldn't hit, with a 30-round banana clip. Of course, I'd have to buy a 30-round banana clip. They're not legal in New York State. But I would I would buy one and sit there with that gun facing the door. Good luck to you. Just good luck to you. Okay? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. We're back after this. we are back.
Poultry, huh?
Yeah, I was explaining to Tony how to make a poultry dish, okay? As opposed to a Petri dish, they're totally different things. It is a Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and the two questions I have today. You know what's amazing is people will see what's going on in Seattle. There was a murder over the weekend, a murder. One dead, a young boy who graduated from high school one night, Friday, I think, and then Saturday was murdered, or one day earlier. But anyway, the day after he graduated, he was murdered. And the police tried to get in there, and they couldn't. You know, if they really tried, being pelted with things wouldn't have stopped them. I think they were told not to at all anyway, but they wouldn't let them in. So you got this going on. And if you talk about this, people call and text and everything and say, you're so racist, you don't care, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't talk about this, say you just talked about something else, when a college is going to open, they go, people are dying there, they've taken over a part of the country, and you don't even care. So either way, you know, blah, 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 blah. Tony, you had a text that you think is going to send me to the moon. What is it?
Oh, we always have a lot of texts that are going to send you to the moon. But we're going to go right now to Mary, who says, tell the mayor to get off their butt. Call in the National Guard and state and local police, FBI, and others to get rid of them. They say they are being supplied with guns now. Who knows?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, the earlier caller made up a good point. They have denounced this country. I think when you denounce a country, you give up citizenship. Now, I don't know if there is a law that would cover this, but I'm saying you hate it here so much, goodbye, and deport them if possible. Now, the ones that are actually killing people might be a little harder to do. Murder, here, would you take our murderer? So that's not too good. Keep in mind, they're also they're kidnapping anybody that's there, not of their own volition. They're being kidnapped. Those are both federal national crimes. So I think that's a way to go. I think you take out the people with the guns first, but don't give them the picture that they want. For their quest to take over the world. In other words, if you think that press has to be there when this operation goes, fine. Let press be there, but let them be 20 miles away because it's too dangerous for them to be in closer. And then they're not going to get their picture. That's all they care about. They want the one picture showing some mom holding a baby or something, and that's what they care about. I care about insurrection. Right now, a part of our country is missing. They don't get to take it. Okay, it's not theirs. And so I think we have to come up with some kind of plan. We've gotten Osama bin Laden. We've gotten through all kinds of hostilities in the Middle East. We ought to be able to take care of three square blocks in Seattle.
You ought to like this one, Sandy. This is from Paul. Nice, Sandy. Sowing more division again? I guess it's fitting you choose this considering Tillman gave his life ultimately by friendly fire.
Well, I don't understand their point.
That is saying that you're divisive with your topics.
Let's see. Am I being divisive by not wanting a section of the city taken over by anarchists and not wanting murders? Let's get this straight now. Are we supposed to be one with murderers? I don't think so. And I don't think we should be one with anarchists either. What the hell's wrong with you? Thinking that if you're against the anarchists, you're divisive.
I think Paul's more point is about Kaepernick and Favre than it is about Seattle.
Well, you want to make a statement, a public statement, and you're a public figure, go ahead. But you better be prepared that some people are going to agree with you and some are not. And I'm one that is not. I don't think Kaepernick and Tillman should be mentioned in the same breath. Tillman was a hero. I don't look at Kaepernick as a hero. All right. Hey, you're divisive. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go to line three. And that's Steve in Kenmore. Steve, you're on line two. Steve in Kenmore, you're on WBEN.
Hello there, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. But you don't have to call me sir. What's going on?
Okay, I certainly agree with most of your callers. In Seattle, we ought to get whatever police force is necessary or military force, go in there and take them over. But I'm equally or more incensed about what's happening here in Buffalo, if you don't mind me digressing a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, we just had your news report. You said we had 8 people shot in Buffalo this weekend. I think last week we had about 5 shootings, and I think 3 or 4 of them people have died. Okay. Now I know about I'm making a leap here, but since they're in the city, I'm assuming most of these shootings have been black on black. Okay. And this is what bothers me the most, is that when a white man kills a black person, black lives matter. But when a black man kills a black man, black lives don't matter. And I'm wondering where, you know, Mayor Brown, Reverend Pridgen, the police commissioner, how come they're not out there and saying to their community, the black community, you guys have got to stop this?
Well, you know, most of the crime against blacks are committed by blacks. When I do my prep for the Monday show, I always scour everything that's happening. And virtually every Monday, since I can remember, there are shootings and deaths over the weekend. I mean, we had a small number compared to Chicago. Chicago this past weekend, 101 people shot, 14 dead.
Right.
So it seems like that happens all the time, and nobody even has a press conference about it.
That's right. So I guess the way I look at it, if a black man kills a black man, that doesn't count. But if a white man kills a black man, that then the black man's murder counts.
Well, that's it. That's it. Nobody stands up and says that this person one killed person two, and now person one is going to be patted on the back for doing the right thing in the name of social justice. They just ignore it. I guess it's part of what they expect to be in the paper on Monday morning. They expect a black-on-black crime, and they're used to it. But it's tough to protest black-on-black. People don't know which side of the fence they're on. So it's easier to go after General Grant, for crying out loud.
But it's a life. This is somebody's life. Somebody's mother, father, brother is shot, and, like, nobody seems to care, especially the mayor and, like I said, Pridgen and all these other.
You know what surprises me is that we don't see more mothers. Every one of these, they're usually very young people. Every one of these people has a mom, a mother. Now, whether they're close to them or not, who knows? But I would think shooting somebody's kid would really strike a nerve. But we don't see much. There may be a group anxious to support something against this, but you don't see that. And I'm thinking the mothers, there's always been my indication that the black families are very close, especially mom with sons and daughters. Mm. And so I'm surprised we don't see it, but we don't.
You know, it's interesting. We're looking at Seattle, said this is anarchy. But right here in Buffalo, Chicago, wherever, there is anarchy going on in the black community. And I'll tell you, I live in the suburbs. I'm not going to go into the city of Buffalo.
They've had problems in there since I've been in town. I've been in town since 1968, so it's been here for a long time. Thanks for bringing it up. Maybe somebody will ask the mayor at the next press conference. Okay, thank you for the call. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, the WBEN 7 first alert forecast for today, 83. Yeah. 83 in thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 82 with some afternoon thunderstorms, 100% chance of rain. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy and 71. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. If you are in charge, how would you have responded to the fatal shooting in Seattle? And then Kaepernick versus Pat Tillman divided by Brett Favre. Brett Favre says that Kaepernick and Tillman are in the same league. And I say, absolutely not. Tillman left the NFL to put on the uniform, knowing that when you put on the uniform, there's a chance you might get shot. You might not be home. You might be on some foreign field. You could be anywhere. Well, when Kaepernick took the knee, there was no thought of that. No thought of that at all. So I think that when you're going, I think when you put on the uniform, it's in poker the equivalent of going all in. You're all in. You say, and by wearing the uniform, he says, I love my country. By taking the kneeling evidence that you don't love your country, that you want it changed dramatically, you don't love it the way it is, and it's not perfect. It's not a perfect country, but it's better than anything else. Let's go to, who's next? I think it's, yeah, it is. Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Weekend.
Hi, Daryl.
I got a pile for you.
A pile from Daryl.
Let me ask you a question. Sure. Do you have, you'll get the gist of all this when I get, I'm going to try to explain it.
The pile begins, yes.
Do you get the mail-in ballots for your school budget?
Yeah.
Okay. Lady sent my wife an email from Lindenville, New York. This lady homeschools her kids.
What does this have to do with what we're talking about, Daryl?
Well, just, well, you go, wait till you hear what I got to tell you.
She's taking over Seattle?
No. That's, I got to agree with you. How about if I start off and just say, I agree with you 100%.
I love to hear that. I love people that agree with me 100%.
What I got to tell you is.
Okay, you got a mail-in school budget ballot.
All right. Well, this lady, they videotaped when they they named off all the people that voted in Lindenville. Well, for some reason, it seemed like there was more than usual.
Hmm.
Right? Well, the lady, they videotaped it. So she sat and she listened to all the videotape. They had her down that she voted. Well, she sat there in front of her computer and she held up her two ballots. She said, I didn't vote.
Oh, so somebody filled it in for her.
Believe me, we ain't heard the last of this.
Well, it's quite possible. In fact, I heard them alluding to the fact that there might be more votes than there are people. I was only half listening, but you could check that out. Do you have anything that's anywhere close to what we're talking about?
Yep. All right. Kaepernick. Now, remember I told you about poison, the dumping poison in the NFL. He had his chance. Kaepernick had his chance.
Yeah, he did. He could have stayed with the Niners, too, and he didn't.
Yeah. And he turned around. And so I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you know, the teams, there was teams we know that needed quarterbacks. Okay?
They did. But they did. But they didn't need him simply because the number one poison in an NFL team is disruption. They don't want that in the locker room, and they certainly don't want it on the field.
I wished I could have heard that, because Esiason was on last night, and he had the head of the NFL on, and I fell asleep. I would have loved to heard it, see if he went after him about all this mess.
He was after he had the commissioner on, Goodell?
Oh, and I would really be interested. The last
thing we heard from Goodell is that we expect to play to full stadiums. I don't know how he expects to do that, but that's what he says.
This is going to get interesting before it. I'm just wondering how many people are going to, you know, it's all going to depend on how it's done.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The NFL thinks it's something as an auxiliary to the country itself. It's its own country. But I think they're going to find that people prefer not to die going to watch them play football. So unless they come up with some dramatic decrease in the number of patients they have and the number of deaths, I don't see how they're possibly doing a full stadium. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Darryl. Okay, Tony, how about a couple from you, please, if you would?
It would be my pleasure, Sandy. Sherry says, this is concerning the Seattle situation. Nothing. It's a festival, remember? Let them destroy each other.
Yeah, a festival, Summer of Love. I don't know about you, but I don't think that most of the festivals that you'd like to go to would include a murder or kidnapping, because that's what they've done. One person in there at least has committed murder, and the police tried to get in and they couldn't get in. All right, so you got one murderer, you got a bunch of complicit people who are kidnapped. Those are all serious charges with long prison terms, and I hope nobody wants to say kumbaya when they come out of this thing. This isn't a little let's set up tents in the background. This is serious. And they're renouncing this country, and I'm thinking if they want to renounce their citizenship, let them go somewhere else. I don't think they're any great addition to our country. And Brett Favre, I love Brett Favre, really do. He's my third favorite quarterback next to the two, yeah, Jim Kelly and Peyton Manning. But no, he's wrong on this.
Maybe he should stick to texting. We know how well he does with that.
Yeah, he sent a picture of himself to a member of the staff.
Little Brett.
Jets. Yeah, Little Brett. This is Little Brett. He's not even wearing a helmet. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios, we're open. And this is the station that never closes.
It's been a long, painful period, but we start to reopen.
Your official station for reopening in Western New York. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.